Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Although it's obvious, it can still come as a shock to the system for elected officials that campaigning is different than governing. Even Boston Mayor-elect Marty Walsh, a longtime state legislator, acknowledges that when he takes office next month, he'll face a learning curve. But just as newly hired private sector employees can take intensive training courses to get up to speed, so can politicians. We decided to find out what they learned there by paying a visit to this week's boot camp of sorts for new mayors at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
This is a large, violent tornado coming up on downtown Tuscaloosa. Be in a safe place right now, right toward the middle of Tuscaloosa.
A tornado that walloped Tuscaloosa, Alabama almost 3 years ago was the professional challenge of a lifetime for Mayor Walter Maddox. In an elegant penthouse conference room at Harvard this week, he gave a PowerPoint slideshow on lessons learned from that experience to more than 25 incoming mayors from around the country.
I'm going to be honest with you today and tell you the things we didn't do right. I don't think we recognized just how bad this was. And that's something that I think a mayor needs to keep in the back of their mind when going through a disaster.
All new mayors know they'll face the meat and potato tasks of municipal government, like budgeting and providing basic city services. But there will also be sudden, unexpected crises that put community resources to the test.
What happens when the tools are not there? We never practiced that scenario. We lost Fire Station 4 in the eastern part of our city. We lost the East Police Precinct, which is 17% of our police assets. Gone, just like that.
Mayor Maddox's sobering presentation was a reminder that once the mayoral inauguration festivities end, the real work begins, ready or not. For Mayor-elect Walsh, who attended part of this week's boot camp, the message was actually comforting.
It was a relief in a way. Just sitting down and listening to other mayors and what they've done and be able to hear questions being asked of them about how they handle certain things, such as requests for people that worked in the campaign and want to go to work for the administration, or how do you change your schedule from being, in my case, from being a legislator that I'm dealing with Dorchester pretty much predominantly to the citywide, and how do you prioritize different events? So you get a different flavor from the different mayors about how they handle that.
Among the current and former mayors offering advice to the newbies this week is Boston's Tom Menino. Officially called the Biennial Seminar on Transition and Leadership for Newly Elected Mayors, the program began on Wednesday and ends today.
We recognize that in 3 days, they're not going to become experts.
Trey Grayson is director of the Harvard Institute of Politics, which runs the boot camp.
This is sort of thinking about big picture issues, thinking about, you know, how do you hire a police chief? How do you put together a budget? How do you make that transition from the campaign trail to governing, to actually putting that budget together? And how do you reconcile all the different promises that you've made? And then letting them know that there are all these other mayors around the country who want to help.
The conference also covers modern-day aspects of governance that past mayors never had to worry about, like recognizing the role of Facebook and Twitter in the political process.
If somebody's trying to communicate with you via social media, you can't ignore them because they're going to go spread the word to their friends and their followers that you're not paying attention and not doing a good job in their view.
When I asked Mayor-elect Walsh the main bit of advice he took away from the program, he singled out this.
Everything that you say as a mayor now is gospel. And you know, if you just make a kind of a throwaway comment, if you will, it could turn into a major story. So you'd be very careful with that.
Did you feel like those were things you already knew at some level, but they just reaffirmed it, hearing it from the mouths of former mayors?
Yes, but as I'm doing this, I'm learning. You know, if I make a comment, I made a kind of a comment the other day, and it just took off.
Which one was that?
About superintendent of school.
I laughed because Walsh was referring to a kerfuffle from this week. A TV news host had asked if he'd consider naming his former rival John Connolly as Boston school superintendent. Walsh replied that he, quote, would absolutely consider it, and that immediately became news. But Walsh's spokeswoman told me that was just a polite, offhand answer to an on-the-spot question, and it's unlikely Connolly actually will become head of the city schools. For Walsh, it was an instant lesson learned about the impact of every word he now utters. Here's Trey Grayson's advice on that to new mayors.
Be careful with public pronouncements. You don't want to change your mind and look like you're waffling. So don't be afraid to delay a decision if you don't have sufficient information. Now explain it. Be transparent about why maybe you haven't made the decision. Don't be afraid to say you don't know. especially at the beginning. People are going to be more forgiving of the fact that you don't know something.
Lawrence Mayor-elect Dan Rivera was also at this week's Harvard training.
I'm calling a mayor camp because, like, this is the second mayor's camp I went to.
Rivera initially wasn't planning to attend the Harvard program because he's so busy preparing to take office next month. But then his supporters changed his mind.
My Facebook page was, like, getting blown up. Why isn't Dan going? They didn't invite Dan. And little did they know they did invite me. I just thought I should probably stay in the city and do some work.
Rivera says the conference gave him valuable insight on regional economic development in particular, although it reminded him that spurring employment will be one of his biggest challenges.
What scared me is the human capital piece, like how do we get people jobs? That keeps me up at night.
Rivera's favorite takeaway from the conference was this remark by the former mayor of Denver.
Congress is the Air Force. Governors can be the Navy, but we're really the grunts. So when people think government, they think they're mayor. I like that analogy today, and I think we're going to go out there and be good grunts.
Early next month, he'll get that chance.